today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Peter, I believe it's Peter.
You, Rockin' the Suburbs. Me, Bill Mulligan. The year, 2025. The album, Utopia by Gwenno. The song More, More, More by the Molotovs.
I woke up on a Sunday and I don't really know what I did last night, but I'm sure that it was a shit show. And if I found out, it would give me a fright. So 1, 2, 3, 4, you're down, I never shut. I think I'm cool, but I am really not. 6, 7, you ask me am I sure, but I don't really care. No more, 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 more. All you want is more, more, more. Yeah, yeah. And I'm quite sure that you don't really care, it's true. Doesn't time just fly by? Whenever I see you, you don't say hi. My schedule isn't free for that shit. I don't feel emotion, neither love nor grit. But I still know from the bottom of my heart, if you said a word, you start, start, start. Went to your flat, you slammed the door. So I don't care either now. More, more, more. All you want is more, more, more. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm quite sure that you don't really care, it's true.
Thank you.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, and everybody out there in Rockin' the Suburbs land. It's Justin Steiner calling in with my 2025 picks. Boy, what a great year it was for music. I had a really hard time figuring out my top 10, my top 25. Like, it just so many really good records, bands I'd never heard of before. Bands that I've loved, artists that I've loved, and I know there's a lot out there that I just didn't get a chance to listen to because there's only so many hours in the day, and of course you have to reserve some of your time to listen to the podcast, right? So thanks to the unlocking of a new category, I'm going to mention something that came out very late in the year that if it had come out sooner would probably be much higher on my overall list. And that's an album called Giant Fox Pineapple Tree by a band called Ice Cream Hands. They've been around for a while, apparently. They're an Australian power pop band. Again, I had never heard of them before. The album came out in early November, but it was not available on the streaming services. And I'd heard some songs on different like radio shows or playlists, other podcasts. Yeah, I know I might listen to a couple other podcasts, and knew that it was an album that I really wanted to hear. So I waited until December 5th, which was the last Bandcamp Friday of the year, because I wanted to make sure that they got as much money as they could. So I played this album a bunch in December, and I'm still not done with it yet. If you want a treat from the album, something to kind of get your way in, the song Do You Feel It has just great harmonies, melody, sense of fun, guitar solo that works really well, everything you like about a song. Speaking of songs, it's also tough to pick a song of the year. So many great songs this year. Thought about, do I go with Luke and Leanna from Craig Finn, or Live Forever from Sloan, Bruised Lung from Superchunk. But ultimately, I decided to maybe honor a song off of one of my top albums of the year that didn't quite make it. So my third favorite album of the year was Suede's Antidepressants, and the song Broken Music for Broken People is fantastic. That's not my pick, because I am hoping that my mind meld brother, Stephen Routledge, has picked that one, or at least picked Suede, and we're going to hear that song during this series. So then I'm going to shift to my number two album of the year, which is Kathleen Edwards' Billionaire, her sixth album. She came back to music in 2020 with Total Freedom, which I really liked, but Billionaire was absolutely amazing. And the first six songs, really, I could go with any of them. But for my song of the year, I'm going to go with the song called Need a Ride. Kathleen is produced in part by Jason Isbell on this album. And Need a Ride is kind of a slow burn, stretches out past 6.5 minutes. And you get great songwriting, just kind of angry. People get worked up about the strangest things. People get worked up about everything is the opening couplet. And that slow burn eventually explodes into a fantastic guitar solo by Isbell, and then shifts to some great organ work from Jen Gunderman, who played with the Jayhawks at one point. Love, love, love the song. I mean, the title track that comes before it too. I mean, maybe that one too. But I'm again, out of any of the six, Let's go with Need a Ride. So then that brings me to my album of the year, and it took me some deliberation, but ultimately I decided that my album of the year is Deep Sea Diver's Billboard Heart. It came out back in the spring, actually late winter. It came out in late February, and so I've spent a lot of time with it this year. Jessica Dobson's guitar playing is excellent as always. The drummer, her husband, his name escapes me as I'm saying this, and I'm not going to take the time to look it up. Apologies, Peter, I believe it's Peter. He's fantastic too. The songs have emotion and passion and great melody and interesting parts in all of them. And, I think my album of the year choice is also helped by the fact I saw them back in April. I invited my wife's cousin's daughter, who is the same age as my son. She had talked about, hey, maybe, you know, we could see a show together. She lives in Chicago. So I said, hey, I think you might like this band. And I took her, and she had an amazing time, and the band sounded fantastic, playing not only songs off of Billboard Heart, but off of previous albums, including their last record before this one, which was Impossible Weight back in 2020, which was great. Just a fantastic show. Seeing it with somebody that hadn't done something like that, and just living with those songs for the whole entire year. It truly, truly a great album. If you're gonna play a song here, I suggest Emergency, which is urgent and rockin' and just like a live wire. Great work from Deep Sea Diver this year. All right, well, I'm going to stop rambling. Even though it's later than Larry David says you can say Happy New Year to somebody, I'm going to say Happy New Year to all of you. And I hope 2026 is another great one for music. All right, that's me heading out. Bye.
You, Rockin' the Suburbs. Me, Bill Mulligan.